you can't love yourself because you're a man?
I think men love themselves more than women.
Yeah, but we're not allowed to, I don't think. I feel like that, like, to some, I'm not saying all women, some women, they'll think, if a man loves himself and he's confident, that guy's got a massive ego. And it's happened, you know? Not to me.
No. Yeah, definitely not to you.
No.
No, but, like, it, like, these women, they all look like, you know, like they make themselves like I know ugly girls, right, that everybody say, what? I know ugly women, right? I know this one ugly girl, right, named after a wood.
She's unattractive to you?
No, I don't care. I have one, right? It's upstairs. Okay.
God, she's gonna come down and slap you when she sees this, dude.
She'll never see it. She's actually ill. She's actually ill at the minute. So, like,
water break.
And, yeah, it's probably. I'm sorry, but no. Look, they like, I got, you know, the only reason they look amazing is, yes, because they make themselves feel amazing.
Yeah,
it's like. Like, there's this ugly girl, but she gets, like, collagen and shit, and, like, she's still ugly, right? She's still ugly, but it's, like, she has, like, loads of boyfriends and stuff.
Right.
Right. But, like, I'm like, fuck, so, you know what I mean? You've got, like, your belly button sticks out, and your fucking ass is flat.
Here's one thing for me that annoys me, right, is, I mean, I'm all for people that want, you know, love yourself, because at the end of the day, you've got it. Because who looks after number one? Number one's you. You look after yourself. Fuck what anyone else thinks. I think it's good that you look out and you should give what other people think. But Right. So here's the thing that gets me is the fact that you're gonna get people that come into, like, they'll post all over social media and all that kind of crap, and it's literally the same thing of just like, I can't believe how far I've come, I can't believe I've done this, I can't believe I've done that, blah blah blah, you know, I feel amazing because I'm true to myself, yet, you know, they've got fucking lip fillers, fucking every dumb stuff to their face. It's like, that's not you, mate. You haven't done that. You haven't worked hard to lose your weight or make yourself look better. You've paid for it. You've cheated, basically.
You've cheated. You're a cheater.
You're a fucking cheater, mate.
I can show you how to be a cheater. No. trying to... No, right, yeah, so... But the... That is like the core of, like, what makes good looking people good looking. But, like, dudes, like, most of the women I talk to, right, which is namely sort of like one at the minute, but, like, most of the women I have talked to, have always, like, they've not really gone for, like, the muscly dude, you know, like, the, you know, big dude, fucking, you know, nice shoulders, like, weird look at him and be like, damn, you know what I mean? You know, like Thor in the first Avengers, sort of good, you know. Like,
I think you look in Ragnarok, dude. I'm telling you that now.
See, he's a bit smaller in Ragnarok. Anyway, too nerdy for Hatred Theory. America. No, not. What?
I'm just saying, Captain America, bro. Fucking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's paying.
If I could bang a bloke, you know what I mean?
Yeah, never. But look, right. But, like, what I'm trying to say is, is that, like, dudes look at other dudes more than, like, women look at us. Like, it's all about the alpha stuff, isn't it? So, like, whereas, like, I don't really care. You know, you know, I just, if like, if you're really big, then I'll just pick up a brick or something. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah.
Or I'll bite.
You are a biter.
Yeah. So like,
you've got reach on your hand. Like you, that's you're a fucking lanky little bastard. I've got little tiny arms. So like, like it's, yeah. I know what you mean. I know where you're going from.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I don't care enough to like get swole or anything like that. You know, I don't have that amount of, effort and energy or the motivation, focus, determination, all of the good words that I just don't have.
See, I've kind of got to try at least because, let's face it, I was a fat fuck. I was a big boy.
You are a chunky monkey.
Now I'm sorting myself out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that Weight Watchers?
No, I've never gone and I never fucking will. Those fucking people, man.
Oh, fucking hell.
Some of the fucking stories that I hear from like people that have gone to Weight Watchers and stuff like that. It's just like, oh, fucking hell. They make you... They're basically what Weight Watchers do, right?
Yeah.
Is they'll feed you a load of bollocks, but they'll feed you a load of bollocks that eventually you start doing the thing that you need to do, which is just eat less calories. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Eat less calories. But then in their head, they'll fucking brainwash you into thinking that you're doing it, this, that, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, that's how I lose weight. That's how I do it. It's like, listen, mate, just fucking calm it with the fork, lad. That's all you got to do.
Oh, mate. But like, oh, dude, it's just... All I ever think of is Fat Fighters. That's all I ever fucking think of. But... I think yeah. Weight Watchers has changed their name to something. I can't remember what.
Googling what's going on, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, I am. Yeah. Weight Watchers. Name change, right. So, changed its name last September to... WW.
Is that so they don't offend anybody?
Apparently, it's not, it doesn't stand for anything. It's just WW.
No, it stands for Weight Watchers.
No, it says not even Weight Watchers, and not even their its new tagline, Wellness That Works.
See, this is the thing that I don't fucking get, right? Why do people have to fucking piggyback around everyone, right, to suit them? Like, everyone turns every single fucking small detail into a massive fight. Do you know why? Do you know why they do it? Because they're bored. I saw a video the other day, right? And it just, it goes to show, right? There's a guy, a white guy dressed up like a Mexican, like a traditional Mexican, right? So he had a poncho, he had a sombrero, and he had a... Done?
Yeah.
a big fake mustache, right? And do you know what he did? He went around the streets. Of like, I can't remember where the fuck he was, but he was American, obviously. Goes up to these people, does my outfit offend you? And they go, yes. And he went up to loads of people and he was like, does my outfit offend you? One guy went, are you Mexican? He goes, no. He goes, then yes. Went up to this white girl, right? Went up to this white girl and said, does my outfit offend you? She goes, yeah, because you don't understand their culture. You don't understand. Now, listen here, right? If you use all these fancy ass words and the like big ass words and they don't make any sense, you're a fucking moron straight away. And it was like, yeah, you're a culture, so like to them you're probably mocking them. Like the poncho has a reason, the sombrero has a reason, that's their ways, that's this, that, blah, blah, blah. She's trying to be fucking like fucking godlike of just like, I understand everybody. right? And I'm not offending anybody. He went then, he went to Mexico, dressed in the exact same... No, listen, he went to Mexico, dressed in the poncho, the sombrero, and the big-ass mustache, went up to Mexicans, and they were fucking laughing with him. And he goes, does my outfit offend you? They go, no. He goes, it's funny. He went into one shop, and he goes, does my outfit offend you? And he goes, nah. It was like, you know, that's what people think. That's what people think we look like. It's funny. It's a joke. It's this, that, and blah, blah, blah. And people were having a laugh at him. It showed back to that white girl then. And he goes, do you know who didn't find my outfit offensive? She goes, who? And he went, Mexicans. And she went, really? Well, that's surprising. No, it's not me. It's not surprising. You just don't give a fuck. This whole thing of just like, you're really offensive to my culture. Why? Because I ate a Snickers bar? Fuck off, Sam.
Fuck off, Sam, bro.
I don't get it. You can't do fucking anything these days.
Oh, mate, no, you can't sneeze.
You really can. Because it's good. Like if you sneeze, guess what's going to happen? There'll be riots in the streets.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Fucking this, that, and blah, blah, blah. Like, fucking parades.
Do you know what? I got told the other day that I was weird for, like, watching my neighbours through my window.
That's weird, mate. That is weird.
No, it's not.
It is a little bit weird.
See, no, because, like, you know, like, they're semi-old, sort of fat, and, like...
Getting weirder, mate.
No, it's not getting weirder. It's not getting weirder, because, like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, yeah, she's doing boxer size again today. You know, and then I'll watch her for a bit, doing boxer size. Moving swiftly on.
Yeah, it was fucking weird. Yeah, move on.
What is truth? What is not?
All of that is true. I know that for a fact. All of that is true.
Oh, yeah. But, right, we actually, we've received an email.
Piss off. Who from?
Tampax.
You sent Tampax an email?
Yeah, I sent Tampax an email about my dog family bleed situation.
Yeah.
For the dog tampon thing. It basically said that it just says message reported to higher level or whatever, and it says and then I think it's like blocks you because like their name goes gray then, like, so you can't email back.
So you've been blocked by Tampax?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I'll show you the email somehow. I don't know how to do it on this, but yeah. Like, I think it's just because like it was like a no reply thing. But still, right, something, be it man or machine, computer or brain, has seen my email about fucking tampons for dogs and how, you know, it may make you a little bit of money. Anyway,
I feel like I have to email Ann Summers now to get.
Yeah, do someone. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'll tell you what. For next week's show, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna email Ann Summers about me and you.
I've also had a nomination for Dickhead of the Week, but we'll have to wait for that.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to come up with Actually, no, scrap that. What do you think about Tommy Fury versus Jake Paul?
Right, listen, okay. Because I've been keeping up to date with all this. There is nothing I want to see more, right, than Jake Paul get his fucking head kicked in. The kid is such a spoiled brat. The kid cried because he beat a retired hip replacement fucking UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Under a minute, which, in all fairness, people say is rigged and all this kind of stuff. You're never going to know. Some people get it, but some boxing fights are rigged.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, some they are.
Rigged, right? Because what's more important? Money in this world. Money's the most important thing in this world, right, to people. So he was there crying. He's like, I came from a landscaping job. It's like, fuck off, mate. You're minted. He nicked Floyd Mayweather's hat, right? Went, got your hat, fucking school kid, right? Got punched in the face by Floyd and started crying, right? You fucking deserved it. But what pisses me off more is, you know what he did? Do you know what he did? He then made Got Your Hat t-shirts and hats and all that shit. People are buying them. Has made the kid another $1 million fucking dollars. Why are you supporting this cunt? I can't say that on Twitch. So, Dan, do your thing. Cancel that out. but this is the thing. If Tommy, have you seen Tommy Fury train?
Yeah, and his reach is insane as well. Like
he's gonna get paid a lot of money.
Well, he's undefeated as well,
mate. He's gonna knock. I think he's gonna be the one that gives Jake Paul a fucking wake up call, if I'm completely honest.
Yeah, do you know what? Like, the more I looked into that, what was his name?
Ben Askren.
Askren, that's the one. Do you know what? All I thought of when I heard Askren was, like, your bum doing a smile. You know, like, ass grin. Yeah, anyway. But, like, and then he stepped into the ring, and I was like, I thought that all of his, like, slow training videos were, like, all the training videos that he was putting out were, like, to like, mess with Jake's head about, like, you know, how slow he is and all that stuff. But, like, yeah, his training was pretty much as good as his boxing.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong, mate, the kid's won either way, because he made, I think, about $1 million out of that.
Yeah, he made a lot of money, didn't he?
But the thing that gets me, right, is that Jake Paul's saying, like, oh, I'm a boxer, I'm this and that. You, not once have you fought a boxer. You fought a YouTuber called Deji, who's a retard in himself. He's just an absolute mong, right? Then you fought a basketball player who has probably never been punched in his life.
Yeah. Right?
And then you fought a retired UFC fighter who's had two hip replacement surgeries. But the kid's probably battered. You're fighting all these fucking nobodies. If Tommy Fury and him fight, that's it.
He got 500 grand.
Mate, 500 grand.
500 grand, 500 grand.
I think, do you know what's really funny? I said to my missus, look, I would love to give Jake Paul a fight. Like, she said, would you fight him? I said, of course I would. I said, I'd love to. I said, even if I lost, the fact that he'd leave black and blue would be more than enough for me.
Yeah.
Because just the way he talks, the way he fucking does everything, it's just like calling out Conor McGregor, mate, and calling him a see you next Tuesday. That's not a smart thing to do. McGregor's a killer, mate. Oh yeah, he got beaten up by Dustin. Who gives a shit? Have you seen that Dustin? UFC people are not to be fucked with, mate.
Dude, UFC
fighters are not to be fucked with. They're fucking animals. Jake Paul's a idiot.
Tommy Fury's actually been saying, like, see you soon,
mate. If Tommy Fury takes that fight, it's fucking Jake Paul's not wrestling, fucking boxing career done. He will not fight again because he'll lose. That's it, right? And the thing is, I'll say this: you know his brother Logan.
Well, do you hear that?
Well, you fart.
No. Carry on.
You know Logan.
Yeah.
Him, you actually respect in a way, because he's not an asshole, really. Yeah. He's done some stuff.
Oh, I mean, it's not really... He's a bit of an arsehole.
But he's not as much as an arsehole as his little brother. Like, Jake Paul thinks he's the fucking dog's bollocks. Do you know what my sister said to me? She thinks I'd lose to Jake Paul. And don't get me wrong, right? The kid has time to train, because that's all he does. That's his job now, in a way.
Yeah.
His job is to train for boxing. I haven't got time to train for boxing, right? But, like, if you watch his fights, you can, I'm talking like I'm a fucking fight professional, but if you watch it, the Ben Askren fight, you see he fights like a chav, so he'll pull back all the way before you
retain
it. But you know that's coming. Like, the reason Ben Askren got knocked out is because he was not protecting his face at all.
Logan's a better boxer than him as
Logan's quicker, and the thing is, he's
at if you watch the second fight between him and KSI, he gets gassed. He gets gassed after one round.
But then I think that's because some of these YouTubers that want to fucking be boxers, right? They underestimated how much effort it takes to actually be an athlete like that. Like, Logan's actually an athlete. I think he did wrestling or something like that.
Yeah.
But like, boxing's a completely different story, because it's like, when you get punched,
see him going to WrestleMania.
I didn't watch it, no.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like, when people don't get it, it's like, and obviously you're not this because you boxed. When you get punched, fucking air. Do you know what I mean? You lose it. And it gasses you out. And like, I reckon a lot of them didn't kind of get that, if you know what I mean.
Right. Shorts, like, what's crazy is like it's like saying about like the fighting, like with the KSI and all that stuff, like, mate, I'd do that. But like, it's you watch Logan fighting KSI, and he's like, he's hitting him like square in the face, and like, KSI just has like some sort of iron fucking jaw.
Yeah, but I think people I underestimated KSI. I wanted Joe
Weller. Yeah, definitely.
I really did. Because I thought KSI.
Yeah, well, he still was a terrible boxer when he was fighting Logan Paul. It's just he's really, really strong.
Yeah,
like he just can't get down, and it's frustrating. But like, when people you hate just won't fucking lose.
The thing is, I'll say this now, and I think me and you've already said it. Like, I don't hate KSI as much anymore.
No, but not anymore. You should watch him watching his fight back. That's actually a good video.
Jake Paul, mate. I'll fucking fight you if you want, mate. You want to go, lad? I'll do it. One of the reasons I want to do it is...
Well, like, you could say it like Ben Askren is like, I could perform a homicide on you if I wanted to. that's what he said, wasn't it?
I think, personally, and like, I don't think I'd be...